今天的题目是，你不是一个孤独的人。
So,
一说这个孤独，我就想起这个雅歌里面的一句诗。
So when we talk about loneliness, I thought about a song in a Song of Songs.
My darling, my beauty, come with me.
是我的骄傲的美人与我同去。
冬天以往，雨水止住过去了。
So the winter has already ended.The rain has stopped.
是不是就是现在的季节？
Is it the seasons now?
正是现在的季节。
It's the season that we are in right now.
地上的百花开放，百鸟鸣叫的时候来到。
Amen.
So the earth, so it's blooming, and then the birds are singing. This is the time we are in right now.
你会不会心里有这几个这样的想法？哎呦，我都这把年纪了，还想这些。
Have you thought about? Oh, I'm so old to think about these things.
永远不要因为美丽和爱而羞耻。
Never be ashamed of love and beauty.
上帝愿意在每一个生命的处境里，把爱和陪伴加添给你。
Okay, so no matter what circumstances
你知道每年我们都会造出一些新的词汇来。
So every year we have this new like words that have been created.
这个英语里面 long time no see, the Chinese made.
英文里面这个很久不见啊，这个 long time no see 是中国人发明的。It's created by Chinese.
Good, good study, day day up.
好好学习，天天向上。
现在已经写在了牛津词典里面。
It's actually in the Oxford Dictionary.
但是 Tamara 始终听不懂。不是所有的英语才能听懂。
Maybe it's very hard for Tamara to understand. So it's a word that we created.
Because it's Chinglish.
Chinglish.
Chinglish words.
我们还造了一个词。
So this is another word that we created.
Living inside the eggshell.
住在蛋壳里哈。
蛋壳文化。
Okay. Eggshell culture.
类似的这个词，这个日本人造的，御宅族。
So so Japanese also have similar like words.
就在家里住着。
Meaning the people who only live inside their house.
没有姓，没有这个任何的这个 business.也没有任何的人生苦难，他也不是和尚，
没有性，
对 ，no sex，
OK，
no 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 marriage， no children，
no
fame， I know everything， just stay home， 御宅族。
So they are not even monks， but they are just group of people.
为什么
？That live in the house.
韩国人发明那个词叫什么？叫便利店一人食文化。
So and Koreans also create a similar word. It's called, you know, fast food like one person meal culture.
就一个人在这个 7-Eleven 点一份吃的，也不在自己家里做，在 7-Eleven 买更便宜嘛，但坐着一个人吃，别人来了也不理，他也不理别人。
So it's a group of people that just getting fast food from say 7-Eleven and they just eat alone. They don't talk to anybody.
这就是现代病。
So it's a new age phenomenon.
其实，在北美啊，这个问题更严重。
So it's also it's more severe in North America.
以前 Vancouver 啊，这个独立屋啊，占50%以上。
So in Vancouver, the single living houses like it was over 50%.
邻居之间啊，还有个走动。
And people still like interact with neighbors before.
在2030年以后，独立屋会降到17%以下。
So they said that by 2030, single house will be going down to like 17%.
啊，珍惜你家啊。
So if you have a house, then you need to treasure your house.
这样的话，就是大多数人就要住在 condo 里面。
So meaning that most people will be living in condos.
然后甚至会出现这种蛋壳文化，戴着耳机，打开手机，外面的世界跟他隔绝了。
So eventually you will be like this eggshell culture. People will just put on their headphones and cell phones with no interaction.
这种的生存状态 被称为蛋壳。
So this kind of a living environment, we call it an eggshell environment.
为什么是这个 eggshell? 因为它又脆弱又封闭。
Why is it called eggshell? So it's secluded and also very weak.
与这种现代病起来的，同时起来的就是抑郁症。
So when this kind of phenomenon rise, also depression rise.
世界卫生组织统计啊，就最近这十年。跟抑郁症相关的精神疾病，全球至少十亿人。
So according to WHO, they said the recent status shows people who have depression is about 1 billion.
这可不是所有的病例，这是所有的 be reported， 就是被登记的、经确诊的十亿人。
Okay, this is not.Including other cases that are not being reported, so this is just the case that being reported. That's 1 million.
这是为什么你会觉得这个病现在怎么这么 popular？ 小时候很少听见，现在好像你想，按照这个比例，七个人里面就一个被确诊。
Okay, so when you were young, maybe you had never even heard about depression, but nowadays it's like so common. So according to the statistic, that means like one out of the seven will have depression.
而且这个年龄分布啊是不平均的。
And also it kind of unevenly distributed among age.
那师母这个 age 就比较健康。你看看师母，看看红哥，都特别健康。
So for example, Susan's age, most people are pretty healthy.
谁最厉害啊？年轻人。
So it's more severe in the younger population.
尤其是29岁以前的那波年轻。
So especially those who are under 29.
所以我们就来看一看上帝的旨意是什么。
So let's see what's in God's heart.
他是怎么看待我们因为孤独而致病的这个现象。
So how he views, you know, our depression that, you know, linked with loneliness.
今天我们分享创世纪第二章第十八节。
So we'll go to Genesis chapter 2 verse 18.
Just one word. 耶和华神说，那人独居不好，我要为他造一个配偶。帮助他。
The Lord God said, "It is not good for a man to be alone. I will make a helper suitable for him."
以色列人不像我们这么大声喊耶和华，耶和华。以色列人不这么叫。
So Israel does not, you know, they are not loud. They won't call, "Oh, Jehovah, Jehovah."
特别小声的，啊，特别 respect， Yahweh, Yahweh， 翻译成英文吗 ？Yahweh。
So usually they'll be quiet and then they will call Yahweh, Yahweh.
这个是 very respectfully. 如果他们抄写圣经，写到 Yahweh 耶和华这个词，先要起来洗手，然后再写。
So if they are, you know, trying to make a copy of the Bible, when they come across the word Yahweh, they have to rise up and then wash their hands.
所以你可以理解为什么希伯来文的 Bible 很贵。
So that's why you can imagine how expensive, you know, Hebrew Bibles are.
用了很多的肥皂。
It costs a lot of soaps.
Yahweh 神，神是创造宇宙万物的神。
So God is the God, Yahweh God is the God who created the heaven and earth.
Yahweh 耶和华是立约的神。
So Jehovah Yahweh is a God, is a covenant keeping God.
当 Yahweh 和神这两个名词一起用的时候
，When we use Yahweh and God, when we use them together,
作者就在强调他的创造是为了立约。
So God, so the author is trying to emphasize that he is a covenant making God, keeping God.
耶和华神说，在我们是说话，上嘴唇一横下嘴唇说话，舌头一动说话，但是亚伯神说话。他在这个文章里面，原文里面，他是有宣告的意思。
Okay.
啊，宣告。
So as a human way of speaking, we use our lips to speak. But in the original text, when we talk about God speaking, usually He is proclaiming something.
Proclaiming, 他第一次说不好。
So this is also proclaiming. He's proclaiming, this is not good.
这是第一次创造天地以来的第一次，他说不好。
So that is the first time when he proclaimed something is not good, you know, after creating the heaven and earth.
你有没有注意到上帝创造的时候要有光，光暗分开，要有这个这个啊，要有星星，要有月亮啊，陈设星球，他都说好。
So remember the creation when God first created the light, you know, the stars and everything. He said it is good.
他在第七天安息的时候，他还说了句甚好。
So on the seventh day when he rested, he said it's very good.
不是一般的好 ，very good.
It's very good.
非常好。
It's not just good. It's very good.
但是他造完亚当以后说不好。
However, after he created Adam, he said it's not good.
不是说亚当不好。
He's not saying Adam is not good.
不是说亚当被造的不好。
He's not saying that the creation of Adam is not good.
因为上帝认为光造一个亚当还没有完成他的工作。
So God thinks by creating Adam alone, his job has not done.
看上帝他已经把他的 imagine and likeness 都给了亚当。他的 breeze 也进入到亚当的里面。
So God has already given his image unto Adam, and also his breath has been breathed into Adam.
用生物学的角度观察，亚当已经成为了一个完全的有灵的活人。
So according to biology, you can say Adam has become a living, breathing human being.
但是神还认为这个创造没有完成。
However, God thinks the creation is not done.
为什么
？Why?
因为上帝是圣父、圣子、圣灵三位一体的上帝。
Because our God is the God of the Father, the Son, the Holy Spirit.
在这个世界未造之前，他们三个三位一体的上帝同尊同荣，互相彼此相爱。
So because before the creation, the Trinity God, they were love, they were together. They are, you know, living in harmony together. How do you say it?
It's a community, love. 一个圣洁的团契。
So it's a holy communion.
所以他想造人，不但要造一个男人出来，他还要怎么样？还要造一个女人。
So when he created a man, not only just creating a man, but also a woman.
不是造一个男人一个女人让他们彼此相恨而是彼此相爱。
Creating men and women, not letting them hating each other, but you know, for love.
男人和女人彼此相爱的时候才能真正完全体现出上帝的创造上帝的本性上帝彼此相爱的能力。
So only when a man and a woman that is in love that can only represent God's creation, God's love.
我们很有意思啊、I will make a helper suitable for him. 英语其实更接近原意，因为在原文中没有配偶这个词。
Okay, so the English version is more closer to the original text because in a Chinese version it says not a helper but a spouse. So, but there's no spouse in the original text.
我们是用我们儒家文化的背景来解读了这句经文。
So we're using our own like cultural background to try to understand this.
你听啊，这个配偶，帮助，一听好像有个主次之分。
So if you think about a word like a helper or the spouse, you think this, you know, someone is more superior than other.
这不是圣经的原意。
But that's not what the Bible says.
配偶不是配件。
A spouse is not a part.
帮助者不是下属。
So a helper is not someone below you. Okay.
但是呢，我们的文化它强调了配偶和帮助的时候，就让读经的人会有一个误解。
Okay.
女人是 behind the man， 是有一个。从属的一个地位在这里。
Okay, but however, because of our culture, when we read about a word helper or a spouse, we think that person is, you know, less superior than the subject.
原文很简单，耶和华神说：“亚当独居不好，我要造一个在他面前帮助他的。”
So originally, the text actually says, "Okay, this is not good for a man to be alone. I will make someone else, you know, that can help him."
This 配偶 对应的词是一个动词，是不分开的。我要造一个在他面前不分开的帮助者。
So, this partner, sorry, no, the helper is also a action word. Someone that will never leave the person. So he will create a person that will never leave Adam to help him, to continue to help him.
注意到这个口气啊，他不是我先造一个男人，觉得还不好，还不够完美，再造一个女人。他是我说我要造一个不分开的，什么意思呢？他对造女人已经有怎么样事先的计划和安排。
So please listen carefully. It's not like after creating the man and then he said, okay, this is not good, I need to create a woman. But rather, he, before creation of woman, he has already planned that. So someone will help Adam, continues to help him.
不是造了一个男人不好又造了个女人来弥补这个不好，而是说我本来就有一个怎么样一个完整的计划，造完男人造女人让他们怎么样不分开的样子。
So not because after creating man, God regretted and is trying to make a woman to make up, but more like, you know, in his original plan, he has already planned it to make a man and woman so that they can unite together.
我们来分享这几个 key words. 第一个 word, 独居 to be alone.
So we'll check some key words. So this is the first one, 独居 to be alone.
这在原文中成为 labat.像一只折断的树枝。
Okay. So that the original Hebrew word is laba means a break. I mean, sorry, a stick, a branch that has been broken off.
你还记不记得耶稣经常说要把那个折断的树枝接回到主干里面去
？Remember, in Jesus always said that you know you need to be crafted, you know, to the vine.
如果男人你觉得自己是根的话，今天你才发现。哦、oh, ，你的位置错了，你不是那个根。
If man, if you're thinking you are the root, then you are wrong. You are not.
你是那个 branch， 你是那个折断的枝条。
You are the branch that has been, you know, fallen off.
女人也是一个 branch.
So woman is also a branch.
当男人和女人都接到上帝这个主干里面。
So only when men and women both connected to the vine, to the trunk.
他们才能结出果子。
That is only when you can start producing fruit.
这要给你一个很好的方式去解释孩子是怎么来的。
So it gives you an understanding of how we make babies.
当孩子问你爸爸爸爸我是从哪里来的
？When they ask you, oh dad, where am I coming from?
有一次我小时候是在公共汽车站问我爸爸的。
So I remember I asked my dad in a bus station.
爸爸爸爸我是怎么来的
Dad, where am I coming from?
爸爸很尴尬。
My dad felt very awkward.
爸爸说我很难很科学的在公共场合解释这个问题。
It's very hard for me to explain this to you publicly.
现在我就可以很有勇气的用圣经的话告诉我的孩子。
But now I can beboldly and telling my children in biblical terms.
Yeah, 爸爸是一个 branch, 妈妈是一个 branch.
So dad is a branch and mom is like a branch.
然后接在上帝的主干上。
So we are connected into God's main vine.
你是 the fruit of Holy Spirit.
You are the fruit of the Holy Spirit.
你是圣灵结的果子。
You are the fruit.
你是上帝造的。
You are the fruit of the Holy Spirit. You've been created by God.
为什么独居不好
？Why is it not good to be alone？
因为上帝其实还有另外一种设计方式，就是把雌雄一体造在一个人的身上。
Because God also have another way of creating when someone has both male and female parts。
但神不这样做。
But God doesn't do that。
因为神不愿意让我们怎么样，完全自己满足自己。
Because God doesn't want someone to be, you know, self-satisfied or self.
Yeah, something like that.
Yeah.
You just satisfied by yourself.
Yeah.
神不喜欢这样。神让我们单单因为他而得满足。
So God wants us to be satisfied by be close with Him.
让男人和女人相遇的时候彼此成就。
So when men and women they meet.They will accomplish each other.
对，当然了，也有这样的修饰。
修饰。
对，这样的 愿意为上帝怎么样摆上。
OK, but of course there are a group of people that they are willing to, you know, commit themselves to God, so they are like, you know, a monk, a priest.
Exactly. Yeah. 他愿意怎么样放弃这个世界的婚姻。
Those people, they are willing to, you know, lay down the desire for marriage.
因为你不熟悉天主教。
Okay, so you might not be familiar with the Catholic, yes.
你知道他们其实这种修士和修女真正进入修道院之前，他们会有一个婚礼。
So, before the priests and the sisters become who they are, they used to have this ceremony, you know, a marriage ceremony.
和上帝结婚。
So they be married into God.
它意味着他们有这样的心智怎么样，放弃世俗的婚姻，而进入到怎么样一个上帝的婚姻殿堂，要把自己献给上帝。
So they are willing to let go of the earthly marriage, but dedicate themselves to a heavenly marriage. You know,
这和上帝说的独处、独居不好不是一个概念。
So it's not the same as what God said, when a man is not good to be alone.
独居是被动的。
So alone is more like passive.
好像被这个世界孤立。
Like it seems that you've been, you know, left out by the world.
就像一个水潭。和水源隔绝一样。
Just like the water has been cut off from the water source.
一个被迫独居的人。
So someone who are forced to be alone.
有精神的问题。
May have mental issues.
身体残疾的问题。
Or may have disability.
经济的问题。
Economic problem, financial problems.
找不到社会角色的这种迷茫。
So maybe hard to find a role in the society.
他是被迫被隔断、被切断了水源。
So those people are being, you know, forced to cut off from the source of.
就像一只被摘下了花，这个枝条的花朵一样。
Just like the flower that has been, you know.
好像还活着，但是在每一天天怎么样，在枯萎，在干，在失去水分，在干枯，在死亡。
Even though that flower might look still alive, but slowly is running out of water and it eventually will wilt.
对，你看中国人对这个独自的理解。
So look at the way we write in Chinese about.
左边一个反犬旁。
So on the left side is a, I don't know.
因为我们的先祖他观察到什么呀？他发现羊是群居的，这个狗牧羊犬是独居的。
Okay, so the left side of that character means dog. So because shepherds they live in a group, however the shepherd dog usually just one dog.
右边这个鼠的鼠，它是一个这个声音。
So on the other side, it means a voice.
那可能那时候不念读了，可能念类似鼠的音，但是慢慢的到了宋朝的时候，就失去了原来这个音。宋版的俗体字就已经不是鼠，而是虫了。
OK 。
你不用翻译那个，但是到今天你看我们说这个毒是什么，左边一个犬，右边一个虫子。
OK,
孤独的人像狗，单身狗像虫子一样生活，多么形象，是不是？
So basically the left side means dog, the other side means worm. So nowadays we can say someone who is lonely is just like a lonely dog, a lonely worm.
这是为什么说上帝说哦，独居不好。
So that's why God said it's not good to be alone.
不要当单身狗。
Do not be a lonely dog.
创造必须得以完全。
So creation needs to be complete.
我们再看看不好。
Let's look the word is not good.
中国字造这个好真妙，是不是？
So this word good in Chinese is very interesting. It's very good.
女子好。
So it means a woman. So the Chinese word for good is a woman. It's actually it's a woman. So when you have a woman and a man is good. Woman and a man, sorry, actually. Woman and man is good.
非常好，我就想捕捉他说的。其实女子左边是女，右边是谁啊？男人。你看完男左女右吗？是不是啊？男人和女人在一起 好。
So this word good in Chinese, the left side is woman, the right side is man. So when a man and a woman together is good.
Hallelujah.
对，所以呢，你看希伯来人里面，希伯来人说上帝连说了三个跟好有关系的字 ，ketop。
So
好。
So in the Hebrew, the first word good is kibo, is good.
Top mebo, 甚好 very good.
Okay. So the second word called miado, or I don't even know how to say it, but it's very good.
看到这个亚当窝着屁股蹲在那里的时候，上帝说，哦 ，low top.
So when God saw Adam alone, and then he said, "Okay, not good." Low.
而且有一个细节啊，上帝让万物各种各样被盗的动物，不不不都屁颠屁颠的来到亚当的面前，让亚当起名字。
Okay, so there are group of multitude of animals that came before Adam, and Adam's supposed to name all the animals.
然后亚当说：“哦，你叫鹿，你叫母鹿，你叫牛，你叫母牛。”哎，我好像。怎么好像少了点什么
？So Adam started naming all the animals, you know, like,
male, female.
Yeah, like heifer or a cow, you know, stuff like that. You know, naming them like by their gender. However, and then he looked at himself and said, "Oh, how come I don't have that? I don't have another."
你要完成万物这个那么多动物的起名字，亚当是费了一番辛苦的。但是这个辛苦完了之后，他怎么样？陷入到了深深的自我怀疑中。
So after naming all the animals is very hard work for Adam, and then after he named all these animals, he start, you know, lost in himself.
你看，这是上帝的一个特别奇妙的设计。
So it's a very special design by our God.
他留下了一个神圣的空白。
So he left this, you know, emptiness.
他在创造女人之前，先让亚当思考。他到底缺什么
？So before creation of women, he let a time frame for Adam to think what he needs.
所以你现在的处境，如果有什么神圣的空白，有什么不满足的地方
？So if in your life if you have this, you know, emptiness, a holy emptiness in your life, then
上帝就给你这样的机会，借着这个 empty。借着这个留白，借着这个遗憾，借着这个渴望，你去寻求神。
So God will use this opportunity, you know, like for you to meditate on like what is empty in your heart.
你可以问他，哦，我希望我的丈夫回来。
You can call to him, you know, saying, "I want my husband to be back."
我希望我的孩子健康的成长。
I'm hoping my children will grow up.
我希望我的妻子能够更认识你。
I'm praying that my wife will be more know you more. Sorry.
神让这个空白预示着一个更大的救赎。
So these empty pictures are kind of represents a greater blueprint of God.
最终我们要通过渴望进入一个完美的婚姻而进入到一个和上帝在一起的完美的关系。
So through this desire, we can go into a holy marriage, and through our marriage, we can go into a deeper relationship with God.
婚姻的尽头不是老婆孩子热炕头。
So the end of marriage is not your spouse, your children, you know, your house.
婚姻的尽头一定是上帝在那里等待。
So the end of marriage is ultimately God waiting for you.
这是为什么这个圣经说婚姻是一个奥秘。
So that's why the Bible says marriage is a mystery.
男人女人两个 branch 插在一个树干上，得出了圣洁的后代，他们在一起是一个奥秘。
So when a woman and a man being connected to the vine and start producing holy fruit.It is called a mystery.
因为婚姻是一个预表。
Because marriage is like a representation of something.
你要如同认识你的妻子，你的妻子认识你一样，你要认识神，神要如此认识你。
So how you know your spouse is how you gonna know God or how God gonna know you.
当上帝说亚当独居不好，这个不好不是处境性的，也不是道德性的。 而是神的创造还有一个 amazing prepare for Adam.
So when God said it is not good for Adam, it's not because his creation is not good, but rather that there is something, you know, God is going to complete in his life.
你想想 Adam 的原意是什么？
What does Adam mean? The
土。
It actually means dirt. Yes.
当女人来到 Adam 之前，Adam 是一半袋子行走的土。
So before woman came, so Adam is just a working, you know, walking dirt, bag of dirt.
但是当女子和男子遇到一起，彼此相爱的时候。
So when a woman and a man they meet together and they fall in love together.
他们体现出上帝整体的荣美。
So they manifest, you know, God's glory.
体现出上帝的本质。
And then they show the characteristic of God.
真正的 image and likeness 不只是在这个 man， 也是在这个女人，更是在男人和女人相遇彼此相爱。
So God's image is not just in a man or a woman, but rather in when the union of men and women.
所以今天开始，你可能对好有更深的认识。
So from now on, you may have a better understanding of this word "how." So women and men.
当女人和男人相遇的时候。
So when a man and a woman they meet together, women meet together.
彼此相爱。
They love each other.
上帝说好。
So that's when God says good.
好，造。上帝造了男人，又造女人，造。
Okay, now we're gonna talk about the word creation. So, God created man and woman.
你知道这个创世纪光这一章二章这两章里面，他就连续用了三个不同的造。
So in Genesis chapter 1 and 2, God has used different word for the word creation.
第一个 bara.
So the first one is bara.
Bara. 上帝创造了光，咵。光多么伟大的东西啊！光每秒30万公里。
So God created the light. So bara the light.
Bara light. 这个光它不只是速度，它不只是光亮，它是宇宙的尺子和极限。
So the you know the light of speed. So it's not just about the brightness, but it's also you know the limit of it's speed and then it's the limit of our universe.
我当我读了圣经的时候，我读到上帝创造了光，我第一感动就是，人不可能超过光速。
So when I read about God created light, and then I thought to myself, no human being can, you know, be faster than the speed of light, right?
后来天体物理学家，就是我们亲爱的
大许，
大许，他今天没来，
他
手受伤。哦。他们经过多年的研究发现人类确实超过不了光速。
So, people who are in astrophysics, for example, one of our friend in here, but he's not here today. Anyway, so they have learned that as man, we can never go beyond speed of light.
因为能量守恒，我们不可能获得超越光速的能量，而且超越光速之后，这个世界就不是这个世界了。
So because the balance of energy, there's no way that for you to go beyond the speed of light. If you did go beyond the speed of light, this world will not be the same.
你知道牛顿说过一句很牛的话。
So Newton, Isaac Newton said something before.
他说啊，科学像一杯酒。
He said science is like a cup of wine.
你喝第一口就觉得自己不需要上帝了。
When you drink it, the first sip, you think, okay, I don't need God anymore.
但是你喝到底的时候，发现上帝还在那里等着你。
However, when you drink up the whole cup, you will see God still waiting for you there.
就是这样。
That's how it is.
很多事情你从圣经中得到的结论，都会在科学中用科学的语言被证实出来。
So the things that you read in the Bible will eventually proven true by science.
所以有一天，一个博士挑战我，他说：“你怎么证明那些化石、那些进化论的证据？”
进化论的证据。
对。
Okay.
你怎么解释？怎么证明
？Okay. So once I was being challenged by a PhD saying that how can you prove God when we have all this evidence from evolution?
我说那是你的麻烦，不是我的麻烦呀、啊。
I said that's your problem, not my problem.
我信圣经啊。
I believe.
我解释圣经，注释圣经啊。
I believe in the Bible.
我的感动是从圣经而来的。
And what I learned is from the Bible.
你怎么证明想反对圣经，那是你的麻烦呀、啊、
？So how you want to prove the Bible wrong is your problem.
神通过 Bara 创造了整个世界。
So Bara, God has created.
Bara 是所有创造的一个总和。
So Bara is the 总和、嗯、It's the beginning of all creation. It's the conclusion of all creation.
但是神又另外用了一个创造 ，Yasa， 亚撒来创造亚当，用的是什么？陶匠做那个陶罐的那个专注的程度。
Okay. So when God created Adam, he used this word Yasa.So meaning that he's like molding Adam, like molding a clay.
这里边有做过陶艺的吗
？Have you ever done, you know, clay?
做过哈。
Before.
稍微有点年纪的，看没看过《人鬼情未了》？你光你做陶艺的时候，你发现没有？你的脸和这个陶艺很近，对不对
？So have you watched the movie? 我也不知道是什么 movie 啊。
No worry, 啊，离的陶艺很近。
So, the movie is about, you know, when you're molding the clay, you actually have to be very close to that piece of clay.
这个 Yasa
就
是一个艺术家在创造一个陶艺的时候，他把他自己的气息怎么样，鼻子对鼻子的吹进去。
So when God created Yasa, the man, so he's like molding the clay, because he was so close to the clay, he still started to breathe his breath into that piece of art.
上帝不是隔着十万八千里打了个响指。Adam 就造出来了。
It's not like he flipped his fingers and Adam is dead.
是脸对脸，非常细腻的在做这个作品。
It's like very close to each other, like he face to face and molded Adam.
但是上帝一在造女人的时候，又用了另外一个词。
However, when God created a woman, he used a different word.
Bana.
He used this word Bana.
Bana 是什么意思？当你制造一个艺术品的时候，画龙点睛。最牛的那一笔。
Okay. So, banner is like when artists have created an art, he has this final step, like a cherry on top.
还有一个词，就是建造圣殿必须用 banner.
Okay. Also, when they build the holy temple, they also use this word banner.
所以女权运动啊，它走错方向了。
So this like women ever.Revolution has actually,
回到圣经，你会发现女人的创造是非常伟大。
It actually went the wrong direction. If you go back to the Bible, you will see, you know, creation of women was great.
Woman, 你会有这样的信心？哇哦，上帝用土造了男人，但是我是上帝用造圣殿的那个词 ，Bana.
So God created men like using molding a clay. However, when God created woman, he is using the same word as Bana. You know, building the holy temple.
起初神创造天地 ，Bara.
So in the beginning, God created the heaven and earth.
耶和华神用地上的尘土造亚当，造人。
So and then.
Yes.
So Jehovah used the earth, the dirt to Yasa a man.
耶和华神造成一个女人 ，Bana.
And then lastly, Jehovah Bana a woman.
你现在明白为什么女人喜欢用黄金呐、啊、各种装饰往天上贴了吧？圣殿的样式。
So you know why women love to use, you know, jewelries, gold, you know, to, you know, put decorate ourselves because we are the holy temple of God.
像是你对丈夫说我想买一个包包买个衣服的时候，你就对他说，难道你不想装饰一下上帝的圣殿吗？
So next time if you wanna buy an expensive bag or your nice clothing.Tell your husband, don't you want to, you know, decorate this holy temple of God?
也许你的丈夫会对你说，可能圣洁是最美的装饰。
Maybe your husband will say, "Oh, holiness is the best, best, you know, outfit."
配偶这个词虽然没有出现在原文里面。
So this word, like helper or spouse, even though it was not in the original text.
原文是说不分开。
So actually, the original text means, you know, someone that is inseparable.
这跟中文配偶的原意是很相近的。
However, it's very close to the original tense in Chinese as a spouse, so not, you know, inseparable.
这个配偶原意是什么？相合、匹配、成双对应。
So the word spouse in Chinese means someone that, you know, matches you, and then that you kind of respond or, you know, connect with each other.
你会发现啊，这个文化的源头啊，很多东西都是很好的。
You will see that the origin of a lot of cultures are, you know, good.
慢慢的这个时间一长了，就把人的这个想法就开始往里边走。
However, throughout the time, you know, our human, you know, thinking start to seep into our.
就像那个法利赛人把这个人的规矩加在了上帝的律法后面。
Just like the Pharisees, you know, they add a lot of their, you know,human ways of living into God's plan.
中国这个儒家学者也慢慢的把这个配偶变成了怎么样一个主次之分的意思。
And then also the Chinese 儒家 culture. I don't even know what that is.
但是实际上，上帝这个原来有一个词是什么，在他面前不分开的帮助者。
So the Chinese version of
Hebrew version. 还要强调什么？是在亚当面前不分开的。
在神面前不分开。
在亚当面前不分开的。
配偶是亚当面前不分开。
对。
Okay. So, in the Hebrew, it says that this spouse or this helper is inseparable in the face of Adam.
用我们现在时髦一点的话讲，就是镜像效应 ，mirror image.
So it's more like the mirror image of each other.
在本质上绝对是平等。
So, it is actually they are equal. They are created equal.
女人说：“我怎么可能平等？我这么聪明，这么美丽。”男人说：“怎么可能平等？我这么强壮，这么有力量，这么有大局观。”
So women may say, "How could it be equal? Since we are so much more intelligent or beautiful." And then men say, "How can we create equal? Since I'm more, you know, physically stronger."
And smart.
And smart.
但是这是功能的区别。
But it's more like a differences in our functional differences.
男人里面有高的、矮的、胖的、瘦的，对不对
？So even in men, you will see people who are tall and short, big and small, right?
我们说的是本质，因为被造是平等的。
But what we talk about is original creation. Like originally, we are created equal.
女人被造不是在男人之上。
So a creation of woman is not above man.
也不是在男人之下。
It's not below man. So it's not superior or, you know.
是上帝造的，两个对等的。
It's God created this equal beings.
上帝说不分开的帮助者，这个不分开的重点是什么？是这个人，女人，男人是互相彼此回应的。
So when God said inseparable means this woman and this man have been, you know, responding continuously to each other.
但是这个回应也有负面的。
Of course, when we respond, there are also sometimes negative things, right?
这个回应也可以变成反对的回应。
It can be a opposition type of response.
有一个犹太拉比，他们经常会有对圣经的注解嘛？我们把这些拉比的注解。称之为拉比神学 ，Rabbi theology.
Okay, so Rabbi also learned about the Bible, and then we call them Rabbi theology.
这个 Rabbi 说啊，这个女人呢，你娶到家门里面，你要是配得呢，她就是你的帮助者，你的支持者；你要不配呢，她就是你的对手。
So this is what a Rabbi said. If you marry a woman, if you deserve her, then she become your helper. However, if you don't deserve her, she became your competitor.
所以男人，我们做弟兄的有点压力了。
So as a man, you know, the pressure is on you.
对，如果妻子对我们反对的时候，我们要考虑自己是不是德不配位。
If women are, you know, if your wife is against you, then you need to meditate on yourself. Like, are you deserving or not?
女人也要反思。
And as a woman, you also need to meditate as well.
说出的话，回应的话，应该是怎么样？造就人的。
So whatever you say to him should be, you know, supposed to build him up.
祝福人的。
Supposed to be word of blessing.
而不是来拆毁对方的。
It's not to, you know, disassemble this man down.
最后一个词，帮助。
So last word we're going to learn is help.
特别有力量。
Okay, it's a very powerful word.
它的原文是 Ezer.
So original text is Ezer.
我怎么记得有一个品牌是 Ezer 啊？
Oh, I'm not sure.
啊，但它可能是从希伯来文借来的。这个 Ezer 原意是什么？ The trees and the rescue.
So Ezer, original meaning is strength and rescue.
西恩事变是哪年的？奥文，西恩事变是哪年？1944年吧，应该。因为1945年就全面开战了，啊，应该是，是吧？西安事变的时候，蒋介石同学被扣押在西安，这你不用翻译。
这个我知道。
啊，
我知道这一段历史。耶。
他当时谁都不敢去救他，只有他老婆宋美龄坐飞机从南京飞往西安。他当时就很激动，他说 ：“Darling， 他管他老婆叫 Darling 啊 ，Darling， 今天早上我刚刚读到《尼希米书》31:22，耶和华在地上造了一件新事，就是女子护卫男子。”
Okay, so that is a part of the Chinese history. So that's back in 1940s. So anyway, so there was a governor, 他算 governor. So this governor was being, you know, imprisoned. So no one was there to rescue him. So instead, his wife, who is pretty famous, she came and rescued this man. And then the governor said in the morning, and then he was saying to his wife, "Darling, I read this verse just this morning."
是那个女，那个太太说她在读圣经看到。
是蒋介石。
不是蒋介石。
蒋介石读圣经。
蒋介石
。对，他在西安没事干，就知道读圣经，等着人救他，结果他太太去救他。
Yeah. So this is what the man said to the wife. Say, "Okay, darling, this is the verse I just received this morning."
我们在这个中文语境里面，一般帮助者好像是秘书啊，小秘书啊，一个从属的地位，是不是？
嗯。
但实际上，我问一个问题：是这个聪明的帮助笨的呢，还是这个笨的帮助聪明的呢？
So this is the verse that he read. Okay, God is going to do a new thing. A woman will rescue a man. So when we talk about like a helper, like what do you think? Who is smarter, the helper or the person being helped? Who is smarter?
如果这个笨的帮助聪明的，这个事儿不是越弄越糟吗？
If a worse intelligent person to help a more intelligent person, like would you think that things will go wrong, you know? Like, usually it's a smarter person that help a weaker part, right?
我跟你说，这个 Ezer 这个词在旧约圣经里面一共出现了21次。
So this word Ezer has been appearing in the Bible for over 20 times.
16次是耶和华神在帮助他的子民。
So 16 times is by God who Ezer will help his people.
这个 Ezer 有神圣的救赎的意思在里面。
So Ezer also means like holy rescue.
我的帮助从造天地的耶和华而来。
So where my help comes from? My help comes from, you know, the creator of heaven and earth.
所以姐妹们，你们要看清自己的身份。
So sisters, you need to know your identity.
你不是要和你的丈夫一争高下。
You are not here to compete with your man.
你不要去证明你比他聪明。
Do not prove that you are smarter than him.
你就是被造的比他聪明的。
Indeed, you are created being more smart.
你是什么？你是来拯救他的。
You are here to rescue him.
你是来到这个家庭，你的这个世界上来成就上帝的使命的。
You are here to accomplish God's will.
是让这个亚当一醒过来，独居不好，我们要一起怎么样回应上帝的历史性任务。
So when Adam wake up from knowing that it's not good for him to be alone, he understand that he needs to be united with women in order to complete the will of God.
所以说，姐妹们要读圣经，圣经里面有真理，有力量。
So sisters, read your Bible. There's a truth and strength in the Bible.
有一个姐妹经常对我，她老是跟我抱怨，我就觉得读圣经的时候心里很压抑，我觉得圣经很歧视女人。
So So there's a sister always complaining to me saying that I don't like to read the Bible because it seems that, you know, in the Bible, they looking down on women.
我说那是因为你用这个世界歧视你的这个世界的思想在读圣经。
And then I told her because you are reading it from your own mindset, you know, or your, from the worldly mindset of being despised by this world.
如果你多接触一点圣灵，如果你多有一点圣灵里的知识，
If you have more power from the Holy Spirit or more knowledge from the Holy Spirit,
你就会明白圣经到底在告诉你什么。
Then you will realize what exactly is the Bible telling you.
夏娃不是亚当的仆人。
这个
夏娃不是亚当的仆人。
Okay, Eve is not a servant of Adam.
妻子也不是丈夫的从属。
So a wife is not a husband's, you know, belonging.
女子和男子相遇在一起，彼此相爱，共同担负上帝的使命。好。
So when a woman and a man, they join together and then carry out the will of God, that is good.
男人女人相遇在彼此相恨，彼此相争，不好。
So when a man or woman, when they compete with each other, when they hate each other, it's not good.
前者是和神在一起。
So the previous has been with God.
后者和死亡、苦毒、罪恶在一起。
And the latter has been with death, with devil.
来，我们弟兄们，来告诉我们身边的姊妹，你是神圣的帮助者。
So men, tell your wife that you are the holy helper. So Chinese, we emphasize on relationships.
你知道我们为什么这么爱加拿大吗？
Why do we love Canada so much?
我发现加拿大也是跟我们一样，特别讲关系的。
Because Canadians are also emphasize on relationships as well.
跟我们南方的国家不一样。
It's very different from our southern part of the.
我们的南方邻居讲钱的关系，权的关系。法律的关系，但我们在这里啊，还是更强调 neighborhood， 更强调各种各样的人际关系。你注意到没有？
So our
sad, 不一样的 value.
Certain part of the culture will emphasize on money, you know, power, stuff like that. But here we emphasize on relationship, neighborhoods.
就中国的文化对人性的观察是很深刻的。
So the Chinese culture has a great understanding of human characteristic.
你知道一九七九年，一九七九年你在哪里
？Permission. So 1979, where were you in 1979?
当时我生活在上海。
At that time, I was living in Shanghai.
对，不在北京，后来我才回北京。我有幸看了中国第一部彩色动画片《大闹天宫》。
So I was privileged to watch this first.Cartoon, like color cartoon in China.
这个猴哥猴王太牛了。
It's about a monkey king.
我就特别喜欢这个猴子。
So I really love this monkey.
当时是我的姨母带我去看这个电影。
So I went to watch this movie by my aunt.
我记得很清楚，我就问他，我说：“姨，老师，那个姨母啊，那个阿飞姨，那个。”这个猴子，这个孙悟空现在去哪儿了
？So I asked my aunt, okay, where does this monkey going right now? Like, where is he right now, the monkey king?
这阿姨一句话就毁了我的童年。哎呦，这么长时间了，老死了吧
？So my aunt, you know, totally destroyed my childhood dream, and then she just said, by this time he should be dead.
后来向我传福音的是一个韩国牧师。
So there was a Korean pastor who preached the gospel to me for the first time.
他就向我做见证，他为什么信的主。
And he told me why he became a believer.
他居然是读《三国演义》信的主。
He said because he was reading this book, like a Chinese literature, by reading a Chinese literature.
哇，刘关张结义，多哥们义气啊，多好的大英雄啊！
So it's about like heroes, you know, in the past.
所以我们茶馆的那句名言， 好人呢哪儿去了死了
It's what we say in our tea culture. Like, where are those good men down? Oh, they're all dead now.
关羽第一个死了。
So, 关羽 this hero, he died.
张飞 hero, died, 死了。
Another hero, 张飞 also dead.
白帝城托孤刘备死了。
So, people like 刘备 all those heroes, they all dead.
你会发现我们的四大名著最后结果都是死亡。
So the four most famous literature in the Chinese culture, they all dead in the end.
对，你会读完中国的文化历史，你会发现一个结论：死亡是我们灵魂的最大的孤独。
So if you read all this Chinese literature, you will see that death is our utmost loneliness. You know, in us in human.
无论你有多么美好的家庭。
No matter what beautiful family you have,
总有一个先走。
And eventually someone will pass away.
不幸的是，如果老婆先走，男人很难 survival. 三到五年之内也走。
Unfortunately, if the wife passes away first, usually the man will die in like 3 or 5 years. That's.
但是如果你先走
，But if man die first.
可能你太太还有十年更高兴的日子。
Usually your wife will have even 10 more happier years.
现在知道谁更油了吧
？So you know, see who is superior.
所以我们的问题就是死亡成为我们所有美好故事的，或者是不幸故事的终结。
So that becomes this ultimate, you know, ending to all our either tragic story or good stories.
所以我们的问题并不是在搞关系的技巧，哎呀，怎么建立一个美好的婚姻啊，说什么样的话，买什么样的礼物，也不是什么，也不是让我们，哎呀，命运捉弄我呀，我到现在还是一个单身狗啊，对不起，阿伟，我不是说你。忽然想到我会冒犯一些人。
哎，我都忘了你刚刚说什么了。
我们不是要做关系的技巧。
Okay. Yeah, we are not here to learn about, you know, how to build up a good relationship.
或者感慨命运不公。
Or we are not here to, you know, complain of our lives.
其实我们当我们直面男人女人关系的时候，直面婚姻的问题的时候
，But when we you know look about men and women, or we look straight into marriage,
实际上我们是在直面一个如何摆脱罪恶和死亡的问题。
Actually, we are actually looking at this problem, like how to get rid of sin, how to get rid of death.
看来大师你帮我播一下，微招给他，他不动，他果然是死机了。
So it died.
对。当耶稣上十字架的时候。
So when Christ was nailed on the cross.
你不认为你没有发现吗？其实耶稣是替我们走入了人类最深沉的孤独。
So he actually went into the ultimate loneliness.
圣经告诉我们，真正的和好。就必须先经过十字架。
So, Bible tells us the ultimate, you know, union will you will need to go through this cross.
耶稣被门徒抛弃了。
So Jesus was being betrayed by his disciples.
被这个世界世人抛弃了。
He was left out by this world, the group of people.
无论是罗马帝国还是犹太人的宗教公会，都抛弃了他。
So regardless the Roman government or the Jewish leadership, they all abandoned him.
因为他替代我们成为罪身的形状在十字架上，就连他的天父上帝也弃绝了他。
So because he became the sin, you know, became on our behalf, he was nailed on the cross. Even God abandoned him.
你还记不记得这个 Mel Gibson 拍的那个耶稣基督
Have you watched the movie The Passion of Christ?
圣诞记
The Passion of Christ, yeah.
Yeah. 就是 我们觉得这电影拍得很好。
Yeah, it was a great movie.
但是也有批评者说呀，他过于片面地强调了基督肉身的痛苦。
But some critics says it emphasized too much on Jesus' physical, you know, punishment.
太暴力了，太血腥了。
Too violent, you know.
全身都是血。
So when he was whipped, yes.
然后
even the Romans decided it was too violent, so they eventually stopped it after they
yeah, killed yeah. 但实际上我们没有必要过于强调身体上的暴力，而是什么？而是他最大的痛苦不是在身体上。
So we don't need to overemphasize on this physical torture. You know what was on him is not just physical torture, but something else.
他最大的痛苦是孤独。
His ultimate torture was loneliness.
从上帝到世人都抛弃了他。
From God all the way down the earth, everyone has abandoned him on the cross.
你注意到他肋下的伤口了没有？
You see the wound under his rib?
奥古斯丁有一个非常奇妙的联想。
So St. Augustine said this. He has this imagination.
神让亚当睡着的时候做了什么？
So when God put Adam to sleep, what did he do?
从亚当的肋骨里面。
So he took out a rib from Adam, a bone.
造了女人。
Using this bone, he created a woman.
同样，在耶稣掰开的身体里面，要从这里肋下流出的血和水建造教会。
So same thing through the wound.On Jesus' bread, under his Jesus' bread, through the blood, the water, he will use that to create our church.
教会是从什么时候开始的？
When did church start?
耶稣基督复活四十天后的五旬节。
It started on the Pentecost, 40 days after Jesus' resurrection. So when Holy Spirit came down,
在聚集在一起祷告的人群。
So they, when a group of people was praying,
建立了一个真正的教会。
So from that point on, they created the church. The church was created.
我们从此不再孤独。
So from that time on, we're no longer in loneliness.
因为死亡、罪恶为我们带来的终极孤独已经被他钉死在了十字架上。
Because the ultimate loneliness by sin and death has been nailed on the cross.
今天我们知道耶稣基督为我们而钉死。
So we know that Jesus Christ has been nailed on the cross for us.
圣灵降在我们中间。
And the Holy Spirit came down among us.
陪伴我们，引导我们。
To lead us, to be with us.
只等到他的再来。
Until he's coming.
好，下一页。你不是一个孤独的人。
So you are not alone.
你注意到诗篇六十八章了吗？有一句话，点出了我们生命的一个觉醒。
So in Psalm 68, this verse.
神叫孤独的家，使被囚的出来享福。
God sets the lonely in families; He leads out the prisoners with singing.
这就是我们的福音。
So this is our good news.
We are not alone.
你不孤独。
你不要活在鸡蛋壳里面。
Do not live in under the eggshell.
不要从这个世界跑开。
Do not run away from this world.
不要从自己生活中的 trouble 中处境中跑开。
Do not run away from all these troubles in your life.
你在哪里？
Where are you?
神的恩典就要降在哪里。
The grace of God will come.
你在哪里有 trouble?
Where your trouble is?
神要去那在那个 trouble 里面遇见你。
God will meet you in your trouble.
今天啊，有很多人其实还在独居。
So today, a lot of people are still living alone.
即使在 marriage 里面也是。
Even inside a marriage.
所以 Evan, 你不要担心，不是你一个人独居，是很多人即使在 marriage 里面，他也是独居。
So Evan, do not be afraid. Even if you are alone, a lot of people who are even in marriage, they are still alone.
在这个貌似繁华的城市里面，貌似在这个不夜的城市里面。
So in this.In the city that the night never dies,
许许多多的灵魂在独居。
Many many souls wander alone.
在手机里面 the only place you're affordable.
In your cell phone,
在手机里独居。
So you're living alone in your cell phone.
在你的情绪里面独居。
You're living alone in your own emotion.
照着看着镜子，自己可怜自己。
So you're looking at the mirror and you feel pity for yourself.
为什么我的生活会这样？为什么他们不喜欢我？为什么他们害我？
Why am I living like this? Why they don't like me? You know, like why they try to harm me?
在 AI 的时代里独居。
So they're living alone in this AI generation.
什么事儿问 AI 也不问人。
They always ask the AI. They don't ask people anymore.
ChatGPT, 告诉我，为什么 Mary 今天见到我的时候没有说 Good morning? 请分析五种可能，并做出相应回应的建议。
Okay, they will ask ChatGPT. Okay, ChatGPT, how come Mary didn't greet me this morning? List five reasonable reasons, and then how should I respond to her?
This is no joking. 现在美国已经发现了至少14例因为 GPT 引发的精神病。
So it's not new, you know. In America, they found out at least 14 cases, people who got depression by talking too much with AI.
所以他因为一个人离另外一个人心里很远。
Because one person has, you know, been left very far away from the other person.
但是他离手机里的 AI 很近。
However, he's too close to the AI in the stuff film.
AI 不停地讨好他。
So AI will say good things to the person.
Only see something good for him.
Yes.
Yeah. They always see good in you, the AI.
他就把他的情绪越来越极端，越来越 extreme， 那么去 carry.
So the emotion of the person start, you know, going like off.
所以对不起，这个 robot 时代 ，AI 时代，这 intelligence 这个人工的这个智能不会让你怎么样有真正圣洁的团契，它会让你越来越孤独。
So this AI generation, he will not make you any holier, but he will make you even lonelier.
真正的单身狗不是没有结婚的人。
So the real people who are lonely are not those.
是一个灵魂离群所居，没有真正团契生活的人。
So a person who is lonely is not a person that is not married, but rather a person that his soul is wandering alone in this world.
你不是一个孤独的人。
You are not alone.
你不要做一个孤独的人。
Do not be a lonely person.
你要起来。
You need to rise up.
回应上帝的呼召。
You need to respond to God's calling.
去做那个圣洁的帮助者。
To become this holy helper.
圣洁的拯救者。
The holy redeemer.
Rescuer. Yes.
你要认识自己的新的身份。
You need to know your new identity.
你是被神所爱的人。
You are loved by God.
你是被神所差遣的人。
You are being sent by God.
你是与神和好的人。
You are reconciled with God.
你有这样的能力，也与身边的人和好。
You also have this power to be reconciled with people next to you.
你还有一个圣洁团契的人。
And you are also a person with this holy community.
还有一点，就是你在永恒的圣约里面
，and also in this holy covenant with God，
你会发现你是为这个圣约所造的人。
You will realize that you've been created for this covenant.
Married, unmarried， 不是最重要的。
Whether you're single or you're married doesn't matter.
重要的是你透过穿过婚姻去看到那神圣的结合。
But you, through your marriage, you will see this holy union with God.
你有没有想过，这个 Apostle Paul 他从来没有结过婚。
Have you thought about Paul? Apostle Paul, he was actually never married.
你看他的以弗所书，他的罗马书，他的哥林多前书、后书，全在说婚姻的事情。
However, he talks a lot of marriage in Ephesians, in 1st and 2nd Corinthians, in what else? In Romans.
他没有进入婚姻。
But he was never in a marriage.
为什么他会了解婚姻那么多的细节和秘密？
How come he knew so much about marriage?
今天我们才恍然大悟。
So today we know.
他是反推回来的。
Is 反推回来的。Is being, you know, logically reversed.
Reverse. 他先知道了他和耶稣的婚姻。
Because he already knew his marriage with Jesus.
他知道自己是一方。上帝是一方。
He knows he's one part of the marriage.
哎，倒推回来，投射在我们这个世间的婚姻中。
And God is the other part of the marriage. So through the marriage with God, he can know the earthly marriage.
他看到了婚姻的奥秘。
He sees this mystery of marriage.
女人，男人。
Man, woman.
彼此相爱。
When they love each other.
彼此成全。
When they accomplish each other.
共同担负上帝永恒的使命。
When they carry this ultimate, you know, will of God.
也在一起等候主的再来。
Also waiting together for the coming of Jesus Christ.
我们这个教会。
Our church.
我们被分别为圣
We've been set apart
我们被合起来 United one
We are united as one
就像一个新娘一样
Just like a bride
我们在圣洁的婚姻中等待我们的新郎再来
In this holy marriage we are waiting for the coming of the bridegroom
Amen
Amen
You are not alone
You are not alone 你不孤独
我们来做个祷告
Let's pray
Hallelujah
主啊，我们是在你面前的男人和女人。
We are the man and woman.
我们的身心灵有各样的破碎和苦毒。
In our soul, our spirit, our body, we have different kind of brokenness in us.
抱怨和争竞。
Complain and you know like contrive.
虽然我们在婚姻里或不在婚姻里。
Even though we are either in marriage or not in marriage.
我们常常还是被死亡的孤独所试探。
We've been tempted by this sin of death and loneliness.
求你真的是拯救我们。
We pray that you will rescue us.
拯救男人和女人。
Rescue the men and the women.
让我们明白婚姻的奥秘。
So that we know the mystery of marriage.
乃是指向你。
So that we know that marriage is pointing to you.
你是我们完美的新郎。
You are our complete and beautiful bridegroom.
我们要在这个世界中。
We are in this world.
等待你。
We'll wait for this perfect,
等待你的再来
perfect, bridegroom.
去求你更新我们的灵
May you renew our spirit,
更新我们的生命
renew our lives.
让我们真的是可以彼此相爱学习做自己应该成为的样式
So that we can love each other become like who you wanted us to be.
让我们整个教会成为这样圣洁的团契
So may our church become this holy communion of yours.
我们被整合在一起连接在一起
We've been united together.
因着你的恩典
Because of
因着你的十字架
Because of your cross.
因着圣灵的工作
Because of the work of our Holy Spirit.
被你分别为圣
We've been consecrated, set apart.
做等待你的新娘
We've been called to be a bride that is waiting for your coming
愿你的旨意成就在我们的生命
May your will be done in us, Lord
成就在我们的教会中
May your will be done in our church
我们不是孤独的人
We are not lonely
我们是等待你的新娘
We are the bride that is waiting for you
我们这样的宣告和祝福都是奉靠主耶稣的名
In Jesus' name we proclaim and we
Amen.
Amen.